an old Navajo iron worker learning from the Mexican patriarchy a new craft, silver work, without private tools and first Navajo silversmithing shop. His work with Curtis implemented and by use of native stones and ivory. The introductions of this craft to the Navajo people soon gained interesting, and the numbers of silversmithing on the reservation slowly increased. With the equipment of the prophecy tools, which were produced by the Navajo silversmith, was developed to a high art, and like the Navajo weaving, receiving with approval for the Curtis of a designs of the qualities of the work. The traders asked for more, and the qualities of Navajo silver increasing, thus again the economic of the Navajo people was served, and a new art from form became a part of Navajo culture. The world surrounding the Navajo reservation was marked by containing change, and much of the change was to perfect the Navajo ways of life. The railroad and the automobile highways cutting through the land, these and other new conditions were to bring to the Navajo people the tourist industrious projectors of inquiry, strange from all over the country, and conserving were to take many Navajo people from the reservation to school, to factories, or to other exerting away from their homeland. The entering change of the culture hand experiment began by 1940, a slow but steady containing for invent was transporting the old into the new. A large number of government workers had moved into the reservation to help industrial Navajo affair. A new sawmill had been built to cut new lumber, timbers for construction, or more school, office building, and schools. Crated Road, sculpting across the reservation, modern equipment appeared on farms. Irrigation production were in intimated program were establishing to encourage the pursuit of art and craft, and the marks were created for the sales of Navajo craft work. Minimal loose were single. Contract was mining, drilling rocks, dowling the vaulted tanks in scrapes of rich dispose of oil, gas, and other valor mineral. A new in transformations of the engorment amount of industry were now a part of a contours of the Navajo land and the beginning of a new era in the Navajo culture. The Navajo Tribal Council and its committee, with Justman's leaderships and carefully controlled training plannings, were graded in growth of programs and the developments of the Navajo resource. We were worked through the hovelings during the post decades. Inscriptions from gas, oils, and other mineral resource has reached. In grants, the travel fund thereby enabled the people to remove towards scientables with plans development program. The progress made by the Navajo tribe is needed. A testament to its huge plan and expressalize of the Navajo ways of life. The wisdom of its great chief and the steadfastness and courage of its council has served as modern production as once the native and the means of failed reality. Copy with the industrial active new underway and planning much subjects in vocational training, education, recreation, health and safe, housing, road improvement, electric power, water extending, and agricultural productions are but a few of planning terms which form an animated part of the Navajo tribe, council active and receiving conflicts of through attention. Electrician and engineering company has been provided to serve the Navajo tribe in two of its most promising business ventures. The Navajo tribe sawmill, one of the largest in the country and the most modern in the world, and the high voltage transmission lines and low voltage description line, which forms the beginning of the construction workers of electric power line, designed to finish electric to the most remote corner of the reservation.
These are some reflection into the post of our pride, of the pride and worthy people. A hasty review of the sophisticated sanguinate of the Navajo road of life. A brief resume of the revivals and achievement which have plattered progress. The boundary of the reservation now embrace 16 billion acres of valuable land. The population has increased to over 90,000 people. Time and community are bringing about an interrelationship of Navajo and Navajo culture, through which both are certain to benefit. It is our sense wish that Navajo industrial and academic growth will be numerous, which purchase and care, and that the courage, dignity, resourcefulness of the Navajo people will not less fierce in the realization of new industrial gains. We are confident that the leadership of the Travel Council will be as awarding to the Navajo in the future, as it has been in the past, and do as well. The Navajo people enjoy the standard of living which they soon richly deserve.
We are continue on Paul Jones. Training program is the next education. Education is the leader. It seems worthy of motion that the application which was Manalito's hope for his people, mainly the dress of Nelchi, but it is fast because the living realities of the Navajo tribe. The road to education for the Navajo was slowly, later was for many years of curves to educated Navajo children in boarding and day schools on the reservation. Away, school off the reservation with the trading way of life of the Navajo people, and according and a few government and mission schools combined with a small percentage of school-aged children needing education. The grand of the Navajo way of life was far different from the other culture, and the government program of education was totally looking in really conforming the Navajo. Children in their approach to education. The first schools appeared on the reservation just 4 years after the people returned from Bosco Rendon. Already they were faced with serious economic problem in the staffings of Savara and with the school, and the completed element and force in her in the education press, they were to know the difficulty of adjustment as well. It was not until 1928, with the populations of the mammal survivors, that the first description of condition extending in school activity on the reservation was reported. School Curtis was found to be teaching staff were for the most part poorly equipped to understand the deal in fact with the problem of the Navajo young people, and it was learned that Navajo school children were required to spend 4 hours a day performing
longitudinally labor to lower the per capita